Hey guys, welcome back to Fierce Minds. We are recording episode 3, and today we're talking all about why people want to be famous. We're going to talk about the platforms people are using to kind of start their career on social media, so TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all those means that they're using, and just digging deep into why all of a sudden we see all sorts of age groups all over social media, all of them trying to become famous, get Insta famous. So Trisha, why do you want to be famous?
Because I don't think I want to be famous, as though I would love to make an income out of doing something that I'm passionate about, and just working for myself sounds so much better than working for another company.
But, you know, I do feel like a lot of the younger crowd does get kind of mesmerized by how much money some of these kids do make on TikTok and Instagram. For example, Addison Rae, right? How old is she?
21, and her net worth is $8 million.
Okay, so that's a lot. And then, like, Logan and Jake Paul, they're pretty famous. How old are they? Like, 25, 35?
Yeah.
Something like that.
26 and I think 25.
Uh-huh. And they're worth like $30 million. And so there's just so many people that like make such big amounts of money that I feel like a lot of times some of the kids might look at that and be like, oh my gosh, I just need to start an Instagram. I need to like stop everything else I'm doing and I will be like the next Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. And you see it. Like they post their cars, houses. And it just looks so glamorous and so nice that who doesn't want to live like that?
Exactly, yeah.
So there is a lot of good perks of being on social media and, of course, getting famous. But there's also a lot of negative and a lot of opinions regarding social media and what it all entitles.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things is privacy. Like, it does take away a lot of your privacy, and you have to be very careful about what you're posting, where you're posting, and stuff like that. I know, like, a few years ago, this whole thing blew up where people weren't getting into colleges and weren't getting declined for jobs because their social media was impacting what the colleges or the workforce saw. So it does take away your privacy. So in that craze of like, I want to be famous, I think sometimes people just do whatever it takes, right? Mm-hmm. And they forget. So it's really important to be careful. What else do you think would be something negative?
Figuring out a way to stay motivated can be really hard because it's really easy to get motivated when you're getting the likes, when you're getting subscribers and comments. And so you're like, oh, everyone loves my content. I'm doing great. But sometimes in the beginning, that's not how it works. You barely get subscribers. You're posting every week. And it's a lot of like your own time that you can spend doing like hanging out with family. You're sitting on your laptop editing videos or podcasts, whatever it is you're doing. It's time consuming. So I feel like that's one of the downfalls people face is they don't want to stay consistent. And when they don't see results right away, they just want to say, okay, well, it's not for me.
But I think with social media, if you're trying to like build a brand, consistency is key. You're not going to see it. Most of these YouTubers and Instagrammers, it took them like 10 years to get where they are, you know? So that's something you have to remember.
So what do you think about kids being on social media? And like, what age is too young for social media?
So I think when we're talking about posting content, I think that a child should at least be like old enough to kind of understand what they're doing and what they're posting. So I would think maybe 10 would be an appropriate age, but saying that a 10-year-old whose parents are like watching over them and seeing what kind of content they're creating and what kind of content they're posting. And I would only say that the 10-year-old would be allowed to create content. I think it's not good for them to be so involved in like the business aspect of it. Like, how many views am I getting? How successful am I? But just kind of getting them into getting in front of the camera and like drawing or creating, because I feel like it's so important for them to show their creative side, and social media is going to be part of their life. So it is super important that they kind of get used to doing presentations and doing fun stuff, but in a fun way. So I was reading this article by Harvard University, and they were talking about how every time you get a social media notification, it releases dopamine in your brain. And dopamine is kind of like a feel-good hormone, and dopamine is released and associated with food, exercise, love, sex, gambling, and drugs. So what I worry about as a parent is if you're going to let your child get addicted to kind of that sense of social media where they're looking and craving those likes and subscribers, then what's going to happen when they're 20, you know? Like, they're going to get addicted to that whole lifestyle, that it's going to be hard for them to break away from that or maybe even concentrate on other things. That's why I think it's so important for a parent, if they're letting their child get on social media and create content, to use their imagination and be a child and not focus on the business side. And then there was this other article I was reading about, like, how social media affects mental health and how a lot of people, like, too much time on social media can cause anxiety, depression, and it can actually make you feel more lonely, and it can also make you feel more antisocial. So, I mean, as a kid, you wouldn't want them exposed to that either. Or even as adults, I think that's dangerous, and it's really, like, sometimes hard, like, it's easy to get carried away with, like, being so focused on making content or, like, you know, being addicted to social media. So it's a fine line that you kind of have to program yourself to step away from.
Yeah, because sometimes when we're not getting likes or comments or whatever it is, we feel like it's an attack to us that, oh, maybe we're not good enough, which starts the whole insecurity process. And, like, so it's totally makes sense that it can take a toll on your mental health.
Right. So, yeah, that's why it's just important to kind of recognize when those things are happening so you can step away.
All right. So now let's get down to the part of how people actually get famous and what all it takes. So both of us aren't famous, so probably not the best people to talk about this, but we've done our research. And what we found is that you have to keep up with the trends. That's the most important thing. Is so if you're on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, look at your trends, guys. See what's trending, what's posting, and that's how you create your content. Yeah. Second thing is a lot of learning is required when we get into, like, the whole social media business side, because it's not that simple as it looks. A lot of research goes into it. You got to figure out how exactly to talk to advertisement, how to market yourself, how much you should be getting paid against, like, what's the market rate. And you have to do all this research. And depending if you go onto YouTube, you have to learn video editing. And let me tell you guys, video editing is not as easy as it looks. It's a lot that goes into it. And even, like, with our podcast, it can take us up to, like, 4 to 3 hours just to edit. Right. This one, like, 6 or 10 minute podcast we post.
Yep. And I know we've had nights where Trisha will edit a whole podcast and then I'll be like, it doesn't sound that great. And she'll go back in and edit again. So, it, like we said before, consistency is key. Exactly. So now a lot of people are super shy, and, like, what's keeping them from even getting on these platforms is they're just too scared or they're too shy. They're like, I'm not going to put my face out there. So I think the way to start is to start small, and you don't even have to show your face at first. I would say if you want to get on TikTok, YouTube, whatever it is, make a video without showing your face. Like, what are you interested in? I guess that's the first thing, is, like, what is going to be your brand? Do you want to do makeup? Do you want to do comedy? Do you want to talk about being a mom? Like, you just got to pick what your brand is, and then you don't have to show your face. Just show the makeup at first. Just show, like, your messy house and how you're dealing with the kids at first. It doesn't have to be anything about you. Make it small, but just get your hands dirty. Start, like, looking at the software. Start creating. Start editing. And once you get, like, 2 or 3, you know, videos like that in, then you start warming up, and then you can start showing your face or your voice and add more things. But just go ahead and take that first step, and that'll kind of break your bubble of being shy, and then you can kind of evolve from there.
Yeah, like those YouTube videos where they record, like, rainfall or thunder, mm-hmm. and those will have, like, 12 million, 12 million views. Mm-hmm. And then the people who are opening toys.
Oh, yeah.
Those get so, like, my niece watches those, like, constantly.
Non-stop.
Every day, giving views, like, a billion views probably a day, to be honest.
Yeah, and, like, you don't have to get on there and start dancing. Like, you know, you see all those TikTokers that are on the video, like, dancing and doing these amazing, yeah, like, stunts and stuff. That doesn't have to be you, because that is not you. Mm-hmm. You, I've seen that the most views and the most, like, people that actually do start building a lifestyle out of this are the people that are original. Yeah. Because when you are original, I feel like the content flows much easier because you're representing yourself and you're representing what you love to do. So you're not forcing it. And it's just, you will even want to create more content because you're just being you and nobody can do you better than yourself.
All right, so we hope we motivated you guys. If you're thinking about it or just an idea that you've been like, oh, maybe social media is my way to go. Well, this is your sign from the universe to go ahead and jump on it. Open your account and post whatever. You cutting like a garlic or whatever. Just post it.
Cutting garlic. Yep, that's the way to go. For sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time.